So, we think you got that. You have some things you want to talk about? Yes? Many things you want to talk about. Begin right here. Stand if you think it's you. Further back, yes.
Good to be here again. Thank you so much for everything. I didn't put my hand out this time because we don't have so much time left, so I thought I'll keep you for the next segment.
Good try.
I'm getting all the stuff and all the things. I think I missed out on one little part somewhere because things are coming to me, but as happy as I am, they gotta come faster than they do. You know what I mean?
And therein lies your problem.
But it's not there most of the time, but I gotta find out what it is. Even if things don't come to me in a month or two or five or whatever, I still know it's okay, but I think I gotta do something different to speed things up.
There are two things that are at the heart of this, and you're going to hear this easily and clearly, and we'll take our time until we're certain that you have, because a lot of people are right there with you. They get that too. So you understand that contrast has caused you to build this vibrational escrow. In other words, with every rocket of desire that you fire off, you have become, and there's this state of being that is constantly expanding that is really who you are. And the dissatisfaction that you're feeling is the sort of crevasse between this that you know you've launched and given birth to and where you stand in physical proximity to it. So when it feels like it's not unfolding fast enough, a very good thing for you to say to yourself is, I have created such a magnificent template or pattern, vibrational escrow, of what I'm looking for, that the universe can't give that to me until I really am a vibrational match to it. And because I have become so specific about what I want, the universe isn't giving me stuff I don't want, stuff I don't want, stuff I don't want to coax me along the way. The universe, like me, is holding out for delivering the goods of what I really, really want. In other words, it's worth waiting for. Every time you notice that it's taking too long, you tune yourself away from the vision. So saying things like, it's worth waiting for, and it doesn't have to manifest this red hot minute, and things are unfolding, and I know I'm doing good, and because I feel good so much of the time, I know I'm on track, and I don't mind a little contrast, and the contrast is helping me to build it even more. And maybe in this not manifesting right now, I'm still collecting more data to make my vibrational escrow even better. And maybe I'm still in the process of building it the way I really want it to be. You see, imagine standing in a place in the middle of a manifestation that just keeps unfolding and unfolding and giving and giving and giving and giving, where you're saying over and over and over and over to yourself, oh, it's so much more than I even was able to mentally conjure. The universe has knocked itself out to deliver every little piece of everything that I ever even thought that I wanted is unfolding here and now, you see. You cannot be denied. You can't want like you want and line up like you line up without the unfolding of what you really want being in the wings of your life experience, in the immediate offing. But you cannot turn upstream in that by noticing that it hasn't happened yet or that it's taking too long without slowing the whole thing down. You have to find a way of being happy on your way to where you're going, not holding out to be happy only when you get there. Because if you're not willing to be happy on the way, you can't get there. Happy on the way to being there. Satisfied on the way. Proud of yourself on the way. Certain that it's coming on the way. Eager on the way. Trusting on the way. Believing on the way. Happy on the way. Expanding on the way. So we'd say things like, it must just be getting better and better and better because I keep collecting more data. I cannot be denied this. I can feel it. I can feel I'm on the track of it. And meanwhile, I'm happy on the way. I'm happy on the way. I'm happy on the way. And those aspects that we know loom that make you feel less happy, think less of them and focus upon the ones that give you more reason to feel happy. These things are always true. What you feel and what you receive are always a vibrational match. So we will never concede that you are as happy as you can be. And we wouldn't say that about ourselves either. There is always more room to become more aligned with that which you have become.
So what do you suggest? Like, give me something that I...
I'm on track. I'm doing pretty good. I've got another 30-day extension. I'm happy most of the time. And when I'm not, I can feel it. I'm dreaming big. And big dreams, from my point of view, sometimes take a little longer. And maybe that's something that I need to work at in my vibration. But meanwhile, I'm sure that these things that I'm asking for are giving me a reason to focus that are going to give me payoffs on many other things. I have a feeling that my vibrational escrow is much bigger than I can even conceive of. And I know that law of attraction is responding to the vibration that I'm emitting. And I'm willing to use that guidance. I'm happy to use that post-manifestational awareness. In other words, I'm saying I'm happy, and I'm also saying it's not happening fast enough. So the manifestation that's not happening shows me that I'm not offering the vibration that maybe I think I'm offering. And so I'm willing to clean it up a little more and clean it up a little more. And I can feel that discouragement is not my friend, even though I sometimes feel discouraged. I can feel that encouragement is my friend. I can feel that discouragement is not my friend, and hope is my friend. And there's nothing wrong with being discouraged, but I want to be more hopeful. And I acknowledge that I'm feeling good, pretty good most of the time. But I also acknowledge that there's more that I can do. And I'm willing to do it. I'm wanting to do it. I'm eager to do it. I don't need the manifestation to happen in order to be happy. That's what I'm coming forth to live and learn and teach. I don't have to wait to get to the ending place in order to celebrate the journey that I've taken. My celebration is every step along the way. Look at me. Here I am at the beginning of this magnificent creation, already sort of complaining a little bit about what's not coming fast enough, when really the whole world is out there spreading out before me, and my intentions are getting stronger in every day. And every particle of discomfort that I feel is me launching another rocket to get my stream going faster. And maybe I'm just holding out for a really fast moving stream. And when I come into alignment with that, there'll be an explosion. That's what I've always been saying. Want to make a big splash. Don't want to just sort of dribble it out. I want to really get it going. That's what you're doing, you say. Good time for a segment of refreshment. We are concluded.